We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
She wants to know if any of you have been through this before and if it was a terrible, terrible situation.
We all need a little therapy, right? It's the Buzz Couples Therapy, where you decide once and for all who is right.
Oh, how bad could it be?
Anyone willing to admit that this is a bad, all caps, decision, and I should definitely put my foot down.
Okay, what is this?
She says, my mother-in-law wants to move in next door. That's it.
That's it?
Anyone willing to admit that this was a bad decision? To have the in-laws move in walking distance from your house.
Wow. Do you have any more of the story? Is there any more detail? It's just that they...
Well, she did say she is crazy. But, you know, what does that mean? What does that mean? Mother-in-law is crazy. She didn't give more than she's just crazy.
It keeps me, every time I think of a mother-in-law, it goes back to Everybody Loves Raymond. That's that the mom and Everybody Loves Raymond. That's all I could think of.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if she, I don't know. I was trying to reach out to her to have her come on the air with us, but she didn't. So if you're listening right now, if you're the one who Facebook messaged us this last week, Wednesday, This is for you. We are judging it right now. Or no, that's Judgment Zone. We are... putting it in therapy right now.
Yes, we
couples
are.
Therapy.
Obviously, maybe the mother-in-law needs a little therapy. But to have her move in, how close?
She said next door.
Eee.
I don't know if it's right next door. Walking distance. Because then she ended up saying, anyone willing to admit that it was a bad decision to have the in-laws move in walking distance from your house?
Oh, man.
Which I can't talk. I mean, if I said this was a bad decision, then I would be a hypocrite because my parents live walking distance from our house. So
yeah.
So I'm saying just go for it. I mean, what does it mean crazy? What kind of crazy are we talking?
If you can't get along, right, with your in-laws, then both of you have a problem, right? Is that how it goes? It's not.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're assuming a lot. Would you let your in-laws move in next door? Everybody, put it in your scenario. Anybody who's been through this, 2222899. I'm assuming her husband's on board, or at least is caught in the middle.
Yeah, right? I guess my in-laws live in the same town, but they don't live next door.
Next door, walking distance. Walking distance?
No, not within walking distance. I would say
you be okay with it?
No, I don't think I'd be okay with that.
You wouldn't?
No, but I love them. They're great. But like,
Wait, let me
keep thinking because
okay, all right.
I mean, if we ever need a break from the baby, it'd be easy to be like, hey, yes. But then again.
What are you afraid of? Why? What's the big deal if they're walking distance from your house? What? So they can see what's actually going on? Like, what are you trying to hide?
Yeah, there's nothing going on. There's nothing to hide. It's just, it just feels like it'd be too close, you know? That boundaries would be broken.
I could never have my family close enough.
Yeah, I don't know. 222 Buzz. 2222899. Good morning.
You know that phrase, absence makes the heart grow fonder?
Yes. Okay.
You're going to tell your mother-in-law that?
Yeah.
Do you get along with her?
No.
If you did, would it be different?
No.
That's so fascinating. That's what Scott said. He loves his in-laws, but no. But why? Why no? I don't understand.
I can't put my finger on it.
No, it's creepy. And he's right. I'm thinking about Doris and Raymond and like, no.
Yeah. Darn TV show ruined it for every mother-in-law.
No, I didn't even give my own mother a key to my house until like 12 years after I lived there. So no, sorry.
What?
No.
Thanks, guys. Hey, to Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Counseling
thing or therapy, whatever.
You're the therapist.
I'm the therapist.
Yes.
My current mother-in-law, that woman could move in with us. I love her. She's awesome.
Yeah.
But I said current mother-in-law because my ex-mother-in-law was crazy and not a chance in hell would I let her move into the same county as me.
In the same county?
And, okay, nobody wants to think about the idea that, you know, things could go badly and you split up.
Mm-hmm.
Bad enough, you got to figure out the house and the kids because of yourselves. Mm-hmm. But what if you get the house and your in-laws still live next door? Hell no.
Oh, all right. Your foot down.
Future planner. Thank you.